there's a girl vacationing. I don't even know where she's from. She's from somewhere in the United States, and she went to Hawaii for her vacation, and she's there as a tourist. You know, tourist doesn't mean you're from another country. You know, if I go to I don't know, Florida, I'm a tourist when I'm there. Mm-hmm. I'm not Floridian, so I'm a tourist when I'm there. So she's an American, but she's a tourist, and she's laying out in a bikini like you do, and she's wearing, I mean, I think a bikini bigger than like any Kardashian has ever worn in their lives. Like the Kardashians are traipsing all over Hawaii wearing like dental floss.
It's a bikini you would find at Target or,
right,
you know, it's not a Victoria's Secret bikini. It's just a regular everyday bikini.
Right. Absolutely. And because she happens to have a nice body, people notice. They notice her bikini. They notice her in it. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because if I wore that exact same bikini, nobody would say a word to me other than cover up or, you know, toss that whale back in the ocean. Mm. There's a beached whale in Hawaii.
Oh, they would yell at you. Yeah.
Call the news. But so here's what happened to her. I'll let her tell the story.
And this family that's in the car sits down like kind of close to me. And the mom starts saying to her boyfriend, "No, I can't have that. That's not okay with me." And I look up and she's looking at me. So I ask if there's an issue, and she says she doesn't want to be seeing my butt and lady parts. Now, to be clear, this is my bathing suit.
Okay, so she's showing her bathing suit right now, and it's just like a simple bathing suit. It's not even like, it's got a full front, and
happens all the time,
it's almost like a boy short.
To see my body. I asked her what the issue was and what I needed to cover, because she was with the kids, so I was trying to be respectful.
And yeah, she thought that the bathing suit was disrespectful.
I was in her way. So I got up and left, and she said mahalo, and it ruined my day.
Yeah, so, okay. So, but what happened next is really interesting. So the woman that was like, "I don't want you near my kids with your butt hanging out and all that," the woman pulls off her shirt, takes off her shorts, and she is wearing a thong bikini smaller than that girl's bikini.
No.
Just now. Yes. Yes. Like, she has to be the hottest woman on the beach. She can't have this hottie within. It's not her kid she's worried about. It's the boyfriend. She knows the boyfriend's going to be checking out that butt the whole time.
So that's the issue.
Yeah. The issue is that she's insecure. That's the issue.
Okay. Because, yeah, that there's nothing. And I don't know where that is. She's got 100,000 videos of her in a bikini.
Oh, that woman does. Yeah, well, look, if I had a body like that, I would too. If I had a body like that, I would never stop wearing a bikini. I would I would go to work in a bikini. Be like, this old thing?
And there's a video of her eating ice cream. She doesn't eat ice cream. There's no ice cream going in that body.
No, she has something called a metabolism.
Oh, is that
I don't know
what
if you know
is?
What that is.
Oh, I remember what that is. I don't know what that is now. I haven't seen that in forever.
So here's my issue. Here's what happened to me. So my brother, stepbrother, whatever he is, got married in Hawaii, and we have a very tiny family. He flew all of us there for the wedding. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there we are. We're in Hawaii. And I'd never been there before. I'd never been to Hawaii in my life. And walking around, and, you know, we were there for like a week. Like, the wedding was at the end of the week. He wanted us to come and like enjoy Hawaii. And he was like, "This is our wedding / honeymoon. And, you know, we're really tight as a family again, because there's so few of us." You know, he was like, "I just want us all to be together for the week, and that'll be our wedding week." So I was like, "Oh, that's super cool." So I'm walking around the beach. I went for a walk by myself, and I was, I don't know, of course, you know me, I was eating something. I had something in my hand that I was eating. So I was walking and eating and drinking or whatever. And some guy who worked at the hotel that was on the beach, he turns around, he goes, "Keep our beaches clean."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Excuse me?" He's like, "I just want to make sure you know, keep our beaches clean." I said, "Did I drop something?" He's like, "No, I just want you to know, like, not to litter." I was like, you don't need to tell me not to litter. I said, first of all, our beaches, last I checked, you're an American. I'm an American. These are our beaches. Like, my federal tax dollars pays for this beach as well. It is not your beach. It is our beach. There's no private beach. Second of all, unless you see me drop something, don't you come get in my face and tell me to keep your beach clean. I'm from New York. I know what litter is. Okay.
He said, "No shit." I wouldn't have guessed New York. I was just trying to make a conversation with you.
No, he wasn't. It was very condescending, the way keep our beaches clean.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many things about that statement that disturbed me. One is assuming that I'm some slob that's going to litter just because I happen to be holding something that I'm going to eat and go, that was really good. Just chuck it in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's insulting, thinking that that's what I would do. You know, you don't know me. Second of all, again, our beaches. No, it is our beaches. You're an American. I'm an American. You are on American soil, as am I. These are our beaches. I hate the fact that, and I talked to a friend of mine who lived there, and he's like, yeah, he's like, that's a thing here. He said, it's really divided. There's a bunch of people here in Hawaii that act like they did not want to be part of the United States, and they call you guys the mainland, and they're not really, you know, they don't really associate. Then there's others that are just like, yeah, Hawaii is a state. We're all, it's the United States. So it's really divided there, even in Maui, which is like the most touristy, like everybody goes to Maui. You know, it's not like I was on some remote island in the middle of nowhere that, you know, I never even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Friggin' Maui. You know what I mean? Like, that's a layover while you go into like Japan or something.
No, the guy's just sitting there on the beach in his chair is like, hey, you, stop it. Stop. Don't you even think of, oh, no, stop. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, he was on like a beach power trip.
I love it. It's four words. Keep our beaches clean. Four words. Took you over the edge, and 20 years later you're still bitching about it. Four words the poor guy gave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll never forget it because it just enraged me.
Mm-hmm.
It enraged me. I can't.
He's just making sure you keep the beach clean because he's sick of you mainlanders coming over here and throwing stuff on the beach. That's all. And the guy had no idea 20 years later you'd still be complaining about it.
But I was like, don't lump me in with people that do that. You don't know me.
I'm from New York. Really? I was thinking either New York or Jersey, one of the two. With that attitude, I guarantee you're not from Georgia. Wow, poor guy.
No, but that's why, this video of this girl, it kind of triggered me because I was watching her just minding her own business. She's just laying on the beach. She wasn't even eating food that could eventually be like litter. She was literally just laying there enjoying her vacation. And this woman who was obviously from there, you know, was like, ugh, tourist. So either she was just giving the tourists some crap, or she was not happy that her boyfriend was going to be checking this woman out. Like, There's a lot of issues going on there.
Yeah,
right.
I guarantee that guy's cheated on her. She found out about it. He's taking her to Hawaii to make up for it. You know, to make up for cheating on her. And then she sees a hot girl on the beach in a bikini and she gets triggered.
The whole thing is just a warning. If you're going to Hawaii, just know that there's people there. They don't want you there. They just don't want you there. But you know what? I walk around Times Square and sometimes I see tourists there that are doing stuff and I don't want them there. So I understand.
It's the same thing in Hilton Head. It's the same thing in Myrtle Beach. It's the same thing everywhere. They just hate tourists.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even though it's the thing that fuels the economy,
they don't care.
We don't care. We don't want you. Like, we'll find another way to make. We'll all prostitute ourselves. We don't care.
No, there's a huge party in September in Hilton Head that they throw. It's a thank God all the tourists are gone party. They throw it every year because they're all happy to get their island back. So,
right.
But they don't make crap for money during the months that there's no tourists.
Right.
But there's just happy everybody's gone.